House Republicans have taken a hardline stance against the immigration bill that cleared the Senate earlier this year. They say it doesn't do enough to bolster border security. Another hang-up is a provision that offers a pathway to citizenship to undocumented immigrants. It's an idea that, for the most part, the GOP has been reluctant to embrace. But many party members acknowledge something needs to be done because they say the system is broken. Some GOP lawmakers in the lower chamber are even leaning towards supporting the pathway provision. Illinois' Aaron Schock is one of them. Here he is in a recent town hall meeting responding to a question about the best way to provide a pathway to citizenship without skipping to the front of the immigration line. In this YouTube video, the 18th District Republican says first there must be a secure border.
And I think when that happens and people have paid their back taxes they haven't committed any violation of laws, they've been here on a probationary period, then they can apply for citizenship and go to the back of the line.
While it is not viewed as a full embrace of the provision, advocates see it as a sign of optimism amid the partisan gridlock over the bill. Fellow Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger, who represents the 16th District, is offering a similar, albeit cautious, view on the matter. Like Schock, Kinzinger says he wants to see border security addressed first. He also calls for many of the same conditions Schock mentioned in his statement. Kinzinger also says he won't fully support the concept until he sees it in writing.
In this business, sometimes you can say, you know, I do support it, and then if the details aren't right around it, especially in a subject as complicated as immigration, people can come back and say, you know, you weren't honest.
Kinzinger also says there shouldn't be a rush when it comes to adopting an overhaul. He favors the piecemeal approach offered by House Republican leaders.
I want to fix this so that in 30 years, we have an immigration system that works. Ours is broken right now. And we show the compassion to folks that are here that America believes in.
14th District Republican Randy Holtgren echoed those feelings in a statement issued by his office. He says it's not a foot race. As for the pathway provision, he didn't speak as broadly as some of his Republican colleagues. Instead, he focused on providing help to children of undocumented immigrants. Meanwhile, the Pew Center estimates there are more than 500,000 undocumented immigrants living in Illinois. The group Organizing for Action wants to ensure those individuals and all others like them in the U.S. are put on a path towards citizenship. The group is branching out into congressional districts in hopes of persuading enough lawmakers to get behind the effort. Scott Cross is an OFA volunteer in Illinois. He says they were encouraged by this week's statements from Congressman Schock.
Mr. Schock, you know, one of the more leaders here in the state of Illinois, and the fact that he is, you know, showing a lot of moderation in this, he's listening to his constituents.
Cross says Schock's comments might put more pressure on other GOP representatives in Illinois to openly consider the controversial provision. The OFA has reached out to constituents in Adam Kinzinger's district, urging them to call the congressman's office. Kinzinger says the move is not surprising. He says the group is more or less posing as a grassroots organization, noting that it's a spin-off of President Obama's campaign. But Cross says the group is promoting what many citizens are saying about the issue, not to mention the many business groups that have spoken out about immigration in the U.S.
You have business groups like the Illinois Farm Bureau, the Illinois Chamber of Commerce, and Caterpillar. You have faith leaders coming together.
And Cross says his group knows that it has more arm-twisting to do in the weeks ahead. Whether it will make a difference in reaching a compromise on this divisive issue remains to be seen. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.